I'm putting my BC government hat on now to speak about a project that we've been working on for a couple of years called Energy and Mines Digital Trust. And the way that it relates to the work of UNTP is you can think of us as being one of those trust anchors. So as a government, I work in the mining and energy ministry, and we have legislated authority to issue mines permits to mines. So this is the permit for them to operate within the province. And we issue them today as PDFs. They're very long documents. They include not only information about the mine, the location, and the stage of mining that the mine is at, because mines go through various stages until their end of life. But it also, these documents are maybe up to 20, 30 pages long. It includes information about specific conditions that the mine has to follow in order to be in compliance and continue to have its authorization to operate in terms of how it must comply with various different laws within the province. So laws about how much water it can use to process materials, the fact that it must do carbon accounting and reporting to the province, and then even more specific things like you can build a bridge at this stage of this river. You can have your tailings pond at this location geographically. So they're quite long and complicated documents. It looks like Kevin's just getting my slides up. And so to Brett's point, it was actually really interesting when Brett was talking, because it's absolutely correct. In that we have decided and have been embarking on a project of creating a verifiable credential version of mines permits that can be issued from the government of BC to the mine, and enabling them to quickly and securely prove that they are legally able to operate within the province. You can go to the next slide, please. So in terms of how this relates to the UNTP, this is a conformity credential, the verifiable credential of the mine permit. And this is creating additional trust in the claims that the mines will be making in their digital product passport about particular shipments of goods. Because the trust credential is linked to the digital product passport at the shipment level, there's an ability to follow this chain of linked data back to the issuer of the credential, which is the government of British Columbia. And embedded in that is all of this pre-existing governance around a legislated process that pre-exists the digital credential, around all of the rules and regulations that the mine has to follow. So the credential itself is actually quite simple. To Brett's point, we were not able to create a digital credential that included 20 pages worth of information about all the different conditions that the mine has to conform with in order to continue to operate. So we just included tombstone data, really, which is the bare minimum, but we had to go through this process of saying, okay, what is the core pieces of information that a mine might want a downstream purchaser of their products to know about them and about their permit from the BC government? And that is the information that we included in the credential. You can go to the next slide, please. So the other, I think, point to be made here is that, so Hudbay is the pilot project or a pilot mine that we worked with within BC. They have a copper mine within BC called Copper Mountain Mine. And we piloted this with them. We're now actually in production in that as a government, we can issue a mines permit to any major mine that operates within the province. as of a digital credential. And the reason that we've done this, because really a mines permit from a particular jurisdiction, it only tells a small story about that mine. There's many other permits that are issued by the government to the mine. There's many other credentials or certificates that the mine seeks out. Like if you were at the talk yesterday with the Mining Association of Canada, there's many performance certifications that the mine, that mines have undertake to, around their sustainability performance. So the permit itself and the permit credential is only one small part of the story. And we see it as a part of a web of trust that will grow as more credentials are published about organizations from governments, from banks, from investors, all of the different sort of economic activity that takes place for a mining company. We see as digital credentials be more, get more and more adopted, that the mine's permit would, will be one component of a broader story that's being told about that business. The same way that these documents exist now, just that they will be more easily accessible and they'll be more trusted because they have these cryptographic links to issuers of trust, such as governments. You can go to the next slide. So this is a video that we produced, and it shows actually how the system works. So we have a system for mining permits and for mines information that mining companies have access to. It's a BC government system. It includes a lot of information about the mine. And this particular demonstration is just about the issuance of the mining permit credential to the mining company.
Office will offer Hudbay Minerals Inc.